أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayats before this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not make haram upon yourselves what Allah ta'ala has kept halal. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about some aspects which are haram, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have brought iman, innamal khamru wal maysiru wal ansabu wal azlamu rijis. Certainly al-khamar, that is wine, intoxicants, alcohol, wal-maysir, that is gambling, wal-ansab, that is idols, wal-azlam, and that is the way of gambling via the picking up of arrows that was prevalent in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rijsun, all of this is rijs, all of this is filthy. Min amali shaitan, from the action of shaitan. Now we discussed on previous occasions also that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come with this message of Islam, intoxicants was prevalent both in Makkah and in Madina Tayyiba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam made hijrat, it was prevalent in Madina. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the ayat, يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. When Sahaba went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to inquire from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to the status of alcohol and that of drinking, that of gambling, because many Sahaba had abstained from it knowing full well that here there is a great harm and a detriment. So at that time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed those ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, kul feehima ithmun kabir, that there is a great sin in it. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said there is also benefit, and Allah ta'ala didn't say anything further. Then an occasion, an incident had arisen where some sahaba had gotten together, and it was the time of Maghrib Salat. Some of them had intoxicated, and the imam that went front was also in that position, that situation. And the result was that Surah Kafirun was recited, and many errors were made in that Surah Kafirun. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then made alcohol haram at the time of Salat. Now a great number of sahaba had then left alcohol, because if it is going to obstruct our salat, then obviously we will not be interested in consuming something. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself made dua also that, O Allah, grant us such an instruction with regards to alcohol that it becomes apparent to us. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then another incident had taken place. Again at the house of some sahaba, they had intoxicated, and a little skirmish had taken place between them, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then made it haram forever and ever. In this ayah number 90 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah ta'ala said that innamal khamr, certainly alcohol, wal maysir, gambling, together with that ansab, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said the worshipping of idols. In one hadith in Ibn Majah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said the consuming of alcohol is like the worshipping of idols. In other words, like how a person begins to make shirk and a person begins to ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the worship of idols, like that also when the mind is intoxicated, then a person begins to say things against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is also unbecoming. Wal azlam. Azlam was a particular way, we discussed this earlier in Surah Al-Ma'idah, just to refresh, that the Arabs, they used to slaughter animals like cows, camels between themselves, and if, say, for example, 10 people would take a share in that animal, then it was obvious that if it was equal shares, each person should get 1/10 of the animal. But after they have put their money together, they will have 10 of these arrows. And each arrow will have a number of shares written. Some may have one, some may have two, some may have three, up to 7 arrows. Then 3 arrows will have 0 shares. So after a person puts his money 1/10 for the animal, he will now pick out an arrow. And whatever the number of shares be on that arrow, that will be the number of shares that person will acquire in that animal. So some would pick up the number 3, so he'll get 3 shares. Some will pick up 1, he'll get 1 share. Then there will be 3 people that will get 0, and hence in this way, they would not get their money's worth, and this is a type of gambling, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رِجِسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. All of this is rijis, it is filthy, it is from the practice of shaitan. فَجْتَنِبُوهُ, then abstain, avoid it. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may be successful, you may gain salvation in this dunya and in the hereafter. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now made the final announcement that alcohol, gambling and all of that will be haram till the day of qiyamah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.